hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 3rd of December, 2007. Steve Lenman wrote this article about the truth about Annapolis, the hypocrisy, and how it hides the occupied Palestine reality. He says, against the sham backdrop of Annapolis, life in occupied Palestine is still a daily struggle to endure and survive what Edward said, once referred to as Israel's refined viciousness. This article addresses 1 week of it, no different than most others. It shows the road to peace isn't through Annapolis, nor can it be achieved without a willing partner or with a legitimate Palestinian government excluded. Talks are futile as long as Israel spurns peace, violates international law, attacks Palestinian civilians, seizes their land, destroys their homes, restricts their movements, conducts targeted assassination, denies them essential services, and holds Gaza under a medieval siege in the world's largest open-air prison while blaming the victims. Unreported is that the West Bank is also under siege that's been tightened in recent weeks on targeted communities. Palestinian civilians are severely impeded, especially in their own movement in and out of Jerusalem. Other communities affected include Nablus, Turkram, Bethlehem, Jenin, Hebron, Ramallah. None of this is reported in the mainstream media. Each week, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights reports on conditions on the ground by documenting Israeli human rights violations in the territories. They're systematic, unending, and savagely brutal by a nation pretending to want peace in the latest theatrics going nowhere. Against the backdrop of talks, photo ops, and high-sounding rhetoric, here's the reality on the ground from November 22nd to the 28th, just last week. It's much like most previous weeks and yet those to come. It's why the talks of peace is a pretense and the struggle continues. Here's an unreported snapshot of life in occupied Palestine amidst all the Annapolis hoopla. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, killed 11 Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. One victim was extrajudiciously assassinated. Two others were killed by banned flechette shells that propel metal fragments on detonation for maximum destructive effect against human targets. An Israeli Air Force raid killed another 5 Palestinians in Gaza early Saturday and wounded 8 others. As part of its regular terror-inflicting operations, the IDF complements with savagery on the ground. Wounded 28 Palestinians, including 4 children, and an Israeli human rights defender, prevented ambulances from reaching victims to provide medical aid and transport to hospitals. One or more victims bled to death as a result. Conducted 12 incursions into the West Bank and 2 into Gaza. Targeted in the West Bank were Al-Bari, I believe that's called, and the neighboring Al-Amari refugee camp, Ramallah, Jenin town, and refugee camp. A zone village, and I cannot pronounce this one, I'm sorry, conducted airstrikes at locations in Gaza, including the Palestinian Naval Police and Khan Yunis and Hamas, arrested 30 Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, plus 12 in Gaza, making the total number of arrests this year 2,476 in the West Bank alone. More on this when we get back, and I also want to get into what a war, this is amazing stuff, folks, an actual admission from Richard Pearl that says, yeah, it was an illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan. So what? We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Arrested, our dear Israeli friends, arrested 30 Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, plus 12 in Gaza. As I said before the break, making the total number of arrests this year alone 2,476 in the West Bank. Just the West Bank. Year to date, Gaza arrests weren't reported, but many comparable in the number to the West Bank. As many as 12,000 Palestinians are in Israeli prisons under deplorable conditions. Most are uncharged under administrative detention. Does this sound eerily familiar to you folks? Yeah. Most are uncharged. The Israeli human rights organization, Bet Salem, estimates 85% of them are subjected to torture or abuse. Israel continues making more unreported illegal arrests than the number of prisoners theatrically released. Most are near the end of their unjustified sentences. They destroyed one house and raised seven, they call them donums, about 2 acres of agriculture land in Hanaun in the northern Gaza area. Destroyed buildings and factories in Gaza industrial zone, allowed one patient to die because she was denied access to treatment outside of Gaza, continued construction of the illegal annexation wall in the West Bank of the seized Palestinian land. You notice they never show you any pictures of those walls in the mainstream media. Used force to disperse peaceful demonstrations protesting the wall's construction, continued illegal West Bank settlement activities, allowed Israeli settlers to continue attacking Palestinian civilians and their property. Attacks also injured 13 Palestinian civilians traveling in a minibus, continued to violently beat Palestinians attempting to bypass checkpoints to enter Jerusalem. This happens mostly on Fridays when they wish to pray at the mosque, seized the homes of three Palestinian families for the use of military sites. Israeli settlers attacked Hebron schools, causing damage. They broke windows, uprooted trees, demolished walls, and tried to burn down the building. Settlers also attacked a private home. They set fires, broke windows, damaged cars and barnyards. In most instances, IDF forces were nearby but didn't intervene, as they almost never do in situations like this, so settlers can freely terrorize Palestinian civilians. In addition, the IDF has kept all Gaza border crossings closed for almost 17 months as part of a total siege on the territory. Rafah International Crossing, bordering Egypt and Gaza's only connection to the outside world, it's been closed since June of 2006. Currently, around 6,000 Palestinians are trapped on the Egyptian side, unable to return home. Most have depleted their funds and rely on spotty assistance. Deaths have resulted, now at least 19 in number. Now, I could go on and on and on with this, but this is just in a seven-day period. And in the hypocrisy, I mean, what's really amazing to me as I'm reading this, that how many things that did I just read here? Let me back up. Violating international law, seizing land, destroying homes, restricting of movements, conducts targeted assassination, denies them essential services, does this sound like the United States and its treatment of Iraq right now? It certainly does. I wonder what brain trust in Israel decided to use the very same tactics, or are we using their tactics? They're using it against the Palestinians. Well, we're using them against Iraqis. Well, why not? It's all in the interest of the roadmap to peace for Israel and the Middle East. Man, I'm telling you what. It's getting a little bizarre. By the way, this dovetails perfectly into what I'm talking about here. War critic astonished as U.S. hawk admits the invasion was illegal. Oliver Berkman and Julian Borger in the Washington this is actually The Guardian. They're reporting from Washington. This was last Thursday. International lawyers and anti-war campaigners reacted with astonishment yesterday after the influential Pentagon hawk, Richard Perle, conceded that the invasion of Iraq had been illegal. In a startling break with the official White House and Downing Street lines, Mr. Perle told an audience in London, "I think in this case, international law stood in the way of doing the right thing." President George Bush has consistently argued that the war was legal either because of existing UN Security Council resolutions on Iraq, also the British government's publicly stated view, or as an act of self-defense permitted by international law. But Mr. Perle, a key member of the Defense Policy Board, which advises the U.S. Defense Secretary, said that international law would have required us to leave Saddam Hussein alone. This would have been morally unacceptable. Ooh, talking about morals they are. Mr. Perle, who's been speaking at an event organized by the Institute of Contemporary Arts in London, had argued loudly for the toppling of the Iraqi dictator since the end of the 1991 Gulf War. "They're just not interested in international law, are they?" said Linda Hugel, spokeswoman for the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, who launched a high court challenge to the war's legality last year. "It's only when the law suits them that they want to use it." Mr. Perle's remarks bear little resemblance to the official justifications for the war. According to Rabinder Singh, QC, who represented CND and also participated in Tuesday's event, "Certainly the British government," he said, "has never advanced the suggestion that it's entitled to act or right to act contrary to international law in relation to Iraq. The Pentagon advisor views, he added, underlining a divergence of view between the British government and some senior voices in American public life who have expressed the view that, well, if the case that international law doesn't permit unilateral preemptive action without the authority of the UN, then the defect is in the international law itself. Yeah. And it just keeps on flowing. At any rate, what did I want to do next here? Oh, yes. I can't turn this opportunity down to go after my favorite newspaper right here in Central Texas, the Austin Un-American Statesman. And what they did in yesterday's Sunday edition, in their insight section, how aptly named that one was, to run a, and it totals out to actually be more than a full page. And in this picture, they have about three-quarter view, close-up, of some suited man with his hands behind his back holding a briefcase. Well, what's on the briefcase? NAU. What's the A? All right, that's the pyramid with the all-seeing eye in it. And the storyline here, a new order for the ages? Now, this was pulled out of the Boston Globe, written by Drake Bennett. And you're going to love this one, folks. You tell me we're not hurting them. I wish to go on hurting them every single day of my waking life. Bennett writes, since he began his presidential campaign, Republican candidate Mitt Romney has held more than 125 Ask Mitt Anything town hall forums, and the people who have shown up for them have done their best to make the events live up to their name. There have been questions about medical marijuana, abolishing the income tax, Romney's Mormonism, and the potential vice presidency. Of course, certain topics come up more than others. One is health care, another is Iraq. A third is the North American Union. The North American Union is a supranational organization, modeled on the European Union, that would soon fuse Canada, the United States, and Mexico into a single economic and political unit. The details are still being worked out, but the nation's central governing body will have the power to nullify the laws of its member states. Goods and people will flow among the three countries unimpeded, aided by a network of superhighways. The U.S. and Canadian dollar, along with the peso, will be replaced by a common currency called the Amero. Now, that all sounds fine and dandy right out of the chute. You're going, what's he talking about? This is a bad article. Hang on. If you haven't heard about the Union, that may be because its plotters have succeeded in keeping it secret, or more likely, because there is no such thing. Oh, well, I might as well just quit doing radio, because obviously I am stupid. Government officials say a continental union is out of the question. And economists, and political analysts agree that there will not be a North American Union in our lifetimes. That is, if you plan on dying tomorrow. But belief in the nation, that was my ad, belief in the Union that the U.S. is poised to lose its independence has been spreading from its origins in the conservative fringe, coloring political news conferences, and reaching a kind of critical mass on the campaign trail. Republican presidential candidate and Texas Congressman Ron Paul has made the North American Union one of his central issues. As fears of the mythical Union grow, they appear to be subtly shaping more mainstream debates about immigration and trade. Representative Virgil Good, Republican out of Virginia, introduced a congressional resolution this year to block the creation of the Union and the NAFTA superhighway system. In July, the U.S. House of Representatives easily approved a measure that would cut off federal funds for an existing trade group set up by the three countries. The Union may be the quintessential conspiracy theory of our time. I can't stand the Austin Un-American Statesman. Why don't you people go sell something else? Because I wouldn't even line my birdcage with this crap to even pick up birdie crap. I'll continue with this and then get into other issues that Well, folks, we're just all conspiracy theorists out here, aren't we? We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
This is, and leave the song playing, this is for all my buddies and friends down at the Austin Un-American Statesman. Why don't you go get a real job? Okay. Now, according to this article, the union may be the quintessential conspiracy theory for our time. It weaves old fears and new realities into one coherent and all-encompassing plan and gives a glimpse of where, politically, many Americans are right now, alarmed over illegal immigration, worried about globalization, and on both sides of the partisan divide, suspicious of the Bush administration's expansive understanding of executive power. The belief is an imminent North American union, says Mark Fenster, a law professor at the University of Florida and author of the 2001 book on conspiracy theories, reflects the particular ways in which Americans feel besieged economically, powerless politically, and alienated socially. This guy is a professor, and he's writing books, pandering this crap. World's puppeteers, question mark, as a global anxiety, the union roots run deep. Global government and elites who secretly sell out their own citizenry have long been staples of conspiracy theories. Over the centuries, the world's puppeteers have been thought to be, in turn, the Bavarian Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Pope, the Jews, the international bankers, the League of Nations, and the United Nations, Rockefellers, and, let me flip over to the back page, which occupies three quarters of it, Communist International. Now, they spoke the truth, but you're not supposed to believe the truth. Now, for most of the 20th century, American conspiracy theories tended to focus on communist infiltration of the upper echelons of government. I guess they never heard of Franklin Delano really was a card-carrying communist Roosevelt, but we'll skip that one for right now. The founder of the John Birch Society, a leading source of such imagined schemes, accused President Eisenhower and Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, among many others, of being communist agents. Pretty much true. The dissolution of the Soviet Union forced a conceptual adjustment among the conspiracy-minded. In the past two decades, the United Nations and trade groups such as the World Trade Organizations have figured more prominently in their dark visions. In the 1990s, in particular, with the militia movement, you had all the rumors of black helicopters and jackbooted UN troops, says Chip Berlay, an analyst for the liberal think tank Political Research Associates. Let me back up. He's with, who is the Southern Perversion Law? I'm sorry, Southern Poverty Law. I didn't know that he was also getting money from the Political Research Associates. Quoting him, he says, there was the sense that the secret elites behind the UN were the same secret elites who had been behind the Soviet Union. Oh, boy, there's miles to go to bridge that gap. At any rate, recently, other threads have emerged. The 1994 birth of NAFTA gave new strength to worries about free trade would cripple American middle class. Geez, does this guy think we're stupid? Yes, it has crippled the United States, you idiot. God, I'd like to get this guy in the air, but I know he wouldn't come on. No, they just write stuff, and papers like the Austin Un-American Statesman put it up without comment. In sharp contrast to the strength of the euro, the new currency of an economically united Europe. He says the once mighty dollar has entered a steady decline. That's because of our dear Zionist bankers. But of course, we won't go there for the sake of this argument. In March 2005, those seemingly desperate worries found a banner on which they could unite President Bush, along with the then-President Vicente Fox of Mexico and then-Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada, held a summit in Waco and announced the creation of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a framework for greater continental cooperation on trade and security issues. And let me stop here to say this is exactly what they did to bring about the European Union. So, hey, what works there should work here, right? Well, maybe, maybe not. Alarmed that the United States had entered into an arrangement without congressional approval, and but what they saw as a lack of public detail about the meetings, a few conservative activists became convinced that the partnership was the first step in a secret plan to dissolve the three nations into one unit. Their suspicions were further inflamed when 2 months later, a working group on the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm never going to get through this article, but let me stop here. The CFR, with politicians and influential people in the medias and in government, in corporations, they are there to do one thing, and it has been their mission for one world government since its inception. Okay? Read their own damn papers. But we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists out here. The Council on Foreign Relations, a think tank long viewed with suspicion by the conspiratorial fringe, published a report titled Building a North American Community. The report recommended the establishment of a common North American security perimeter, the development of biometric North American border passes, and the adoption of a common North American tariff. We'll be right back. I'm going to finish this up. You people that work for that newspaper, that disgusting little rag in Austin, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really should, because you truly are un-American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Continuing with this wonderful article in the Austin Un-American Statesman, one of the vice chairs of the council's working group was a political science professor at American University and former Carter administrative official named Robert Pastor. In 2001, Pastor had written a book arguing for greater economic integration among the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and specifically discussed the possibility that the nations could jointly adopt the Amero currency. A fully realized theory was born. In 2006, Phyllis Schlafly, along with author Jerome Corsi and Howard Phillips, founder of the Conservative Caucus, started a website dedicated to quashing the coming North American socialist megastate. If the anti-union cause has a prophet, it is Corsi. This year, Corsi, a leading spokesman for Swift Boat Veterans for Truth in 2004, published a book, The Late Great USA, and it was here, and in his columns on the websites WorldNet Daily and Human Events, that the union conspiracy theory emerged in full flower. I would like to beg to differ with this idiot writer. It wasn't just Jerome Corsi that's been talking about the North American Union. Get a life, do a web search. It's real easy. Corsi said in an interview that his belief in the union stemmed from his realization that it was the only logical explanation for what he sees as the Bush administration's refusal to police the U.S.-Mexico border adequately. I kept asking myself, why not, 6 years into the war on terror, was Bush not securing the border? When he heard about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, he had the answer. Bush, bent on creating the union, saw the border as a near anachronism, fated for irrelevance in the North American superstate. He's creating a fait accompli, Corsi said. First you change the North American reality, then you can change the regulations. Corsi's warning cry and the gift for detail have given the theory traction in circles where anxieties about immigration and corporate oligarchy intersect. Lou Dobbs, whose CNN show portrays both free trade and increased immigration as sops for international corporation and body blows to the middle class, has devoted investigative segments to the union, the Amero, and the NAFTA superhighway. The John Birch Society a month ago devoted an entire issue in its magazine to the union, digging for the truth. So how real is the union? In a literal sense, not very. Its underpinnings turn out to be a hodgepodge of mostly unconnected facts and suppositions, constituent parts that are a long way from the many tentacle conspiracy that Corsi and others see. The Security and Prosperity Partnership does exist, but its members consider it a way for the United States, Canada, and Mexico to collaborate on issues such as customs, environmental, safety regulations, narcotic smuggling, and terrorism. The Amero, on the other hand, appears to be purely theoretical. It's first proposed in 1999 by a Canadian economist named Herbert Grubel. Grubel says he did manage to interest Mexico's Fox in the idea, but whenever he brought it up, the topic with American officials, he says he got nowhere. The NAFTA superhighway has more complicated origin. One piece is a nonprofit organization called North America's Super Corridor Coalition, dedicated to ensuring the efficiency and safety of some of the country's major truck trade routes. A map from the organization's website are shown up on union watchdog websites erroneously labeled the blueprint for NAFTA superhighway. Another is the controversial toll highway that Texas is considering building to accommodate the increase in freight traffic brought by NAFTA. What do you mean considering building? It's being built. The bricks and mortar are going into place. But it's just a theory. Never mind. In a deep sense, the apprehension and anger that sustain the union rumors are quite real. For all their talk about national threats, national sovereignty, and national strength, conspiracy theories are usually more about individual powerlessness. Powerlessness? That's what it says. It says the University of Florida's Fenster, which is probably a recruiting officer for the CIA, but I don't know that. I'm just throwing that out there. It's a conspiracy theory, don't you know? They are a form of political populism with its suspicion of concentrations of control and its sense that ordinary people are being shut out of the decision-making process. That's a laugh. And the issues around which those theories grow up are as good as a Rorschach as any other, not much of people's concern about their countries overall, but their own place in it. The surprising prevalence of the union suspicions also suggests a desire for fresh thinking from America's two major political parties in the United States. Trade and immigration divide more along class lines than party lines. Wealthy Democrats and Republicans tend to support free trade and more immigration. Poor Democrats and Republicans don't. In neatly linking free trade and increased immigration together into the international plot, the union has the potential to appeal to both the left and the right. Indeed, while the threat of the continental merger is, in the United States, primarily a conservative concern, in Canada, it's been the greatest resonance on the left, where it's seen as an attempt by American business interest to take over our northern neighbor, dismantle its social services, and privatize its abundant natural resources. To some analysts, it's a sign of how far apprehension about globalization whether or money for people or goods, has spread. It's easier to blame the North American Union or some world government than an increasingly globalized market, says, and this I couldn't make this guy's name up, says Pepper Culpepper. Doesn't he play football? No, that's Dante Culpepper. Sorry, I don't want to insult a football player. Pepper Culpepper, an associate professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. With U.S. trade and projected to grow even faster in coming years, I don't know what projection charts these clowns are looking at, but it ain't, the economic dislocations and the resulting anxieties are likely to increase. So while the North American Union may not exist, we surely haven't heard the last of it. Well, okay. So let's go to the 39th Legislative Assembly in the province of Manitoba, Canada. It's called the Throne Speech on November 20th of this year. This is, what, roughly 13 days ago. You know, it's just a theory. I'm sorry. And as soon as it'll run, it'll run. Here it comes.
Mr. Speaker, members of the Manitoba Legislature, welcome to the second session of the 39th Legislative Assembly of the Province of Manitoba. In addition, Manitoba has been working with the Canadian government and state governments in the U.S. to protect and enhance our access to key trade markets. In response to U.S. border security measures, Manitoba will begin offering an enhanced driver's license as an affordable and secure form of identification for travelers. The new license will be available in the fall of 2008. Manitoba is also taking a major role in the development of a mid-continent trade corridor, connecting our northern port of Churchill with trade markets throughout the central U.S. and Mexico.
Wait a minute. Let me stop here. Wait a minute. You get off that computer and pay attention to me, because I'm going to be doing this several times. Didn't this article just say that the NAFTA Super Corridor is just our imagination? I don't know. Somebody check with this guy in Manitoba. I'm a little confused.
To advance the concept, an alliance has been built with business leaders and state and city governments spanning the entire length of the corridor. When fully developed, the trade route will incorporate an inland port in Winnipeg with pre-clearance for international shipping.
Mid-continent... It's alive now. Okay, thank you. Mid-continent trade corridor? Gee, we seem to have Mexican territory sitting right up in Kansas City, Missouri, don't we? The NAFTA corridor is the real deal. It is being built. But, of course, these people have never heard of it. And obviously, this wonderful gentleman here, Drake Bennett, is on the dark side of the moon. See, all of this NAFTA, CAFTA, SPP, all of this stuff means nothing. You know, it's just for trade. That's the way they sold it in the European Union. Or, I'm sorry, before it was the European Union. That's right. They called it something else. What did they call it? The European Commission? But they were just really, really concerned about trade and how to better do this. And you see, folks, all these countries over there, they just had all these different currencies, and that was a big headache and a big hassle. So we just have to give you a common currency. It was called the euro. I'm sorry, is that also a conspiracy theory? And since the article itself admits that we're in this globalization process, so doesn't it stand to reason that Canada, United States, Central and South America enter into some kind of economic agreements the same way the European Union people did? I'm sorry, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. just a conspiracy theory.
Thank you. As you three leaders meet here, there are a growing number of people in each of your countries who have expressed concern about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. This is addressed to all three of you. Can you say today that this is not a prelude to a North American Union, similar to a European Union? Are there plans to build some kind of superhighway connecting all three countries? And do you believe all of these theories about a possible erosion of national identity stem from a lack of transparency from this partnership?
Now, here is the complaint, that a lot of these theories are cropping up because, well, they just don't have enough transparency. By the way, the question that's being asked, this section is from August of this year. And Georgie Porgy was there, George Bush, King George II was there, along with, I don't know who this guy is, he's unidentified, he's from Canada. And there's a third that never got to speak, but you see the way the question was put. Now, here's the response from the panel.
Thank you for...
Well, let me begin. I guess I've read some things from my opposition in Canada. I'm not sure these are generally expressed concerns, but... A couple of my opposition leaders have speculated on massive water diversions and superhighways to the continent, maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure as well.
And I'm amused by some of the speculation, some of the old... you call them political scare tactics. If you've been in politics as long as I have, you get used to that kind of technique where you lay out a conspiracy and then force people to try to prove it doesn't exist. And that's just the way some people operate. And so I appreciate that question. I'm amused by the difference between what actually takes place in the meetings and what some were trying to... You know, say takes place.
If I weren't so amused by you, Mr. Bush, I would actually stop calling you treasonous if I were amused by you, but of course I am not.
It's quite comical, actually.
I'm laughing.
When you realize the difference between reality and what some people are talking on TV about.
Yeah. Speculation, just conspiracy. Manitoba
is also taking a major role in the development of a mid-continent trade corridor.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
Connecting our northern port of Churchill with trade markets throughout the central U.S. and Mexico.
Speculation.
An alliance has been built with business leaders and state and city governments spanning the entire length of the corridor.
Conspiracy.
When fully developed, the trade route will incorporate an inland port in Winnipeg with pre-clearance for international shipping.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
Conspiracy.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
It's quite comical, actually, when you realize the difference between reality and what some people are talking on TV about. Reality, and what some people are talking on TV about.
By the way, the province of Canada, Manitoba, let me back up here. The city of Winnipeg, as well as the Winnipeg Airport Authority, and, come on screen, click over, are members of the North America Super Corridor Coalition. That's a nonprofit organization. They've been working on this project for over 13 years, but it's just a conspiracy theory. And the leaders of Canada, U.S., and Mexico categorically deny all this. Our leaders are lying to us, and they need to be held to these treasonous acts.
It's a force for good.
Oh, yes. Thank you, George. It's just a force for good. I thank you so much. It's just a conspiracy theory, folks. So you see, we've just been wasting all of our time and our energy and our money. I thank the Austin American statesman so much for straightening out. Gosh, I feel so foolish just by believing all these conspiracy theories. I don't know whether to go blind, get drunk, or why my wristwatch. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have any batteries in my watch. I can't wind it either. I'm just so apologetic that I've been such a fool. I've been duped so easily. These are the lengths. These are the lengths that they're willing to go for. And here's the important point about this. It's only going to get worse with their propaganda campaign. It is only going to get worse because they have no other option but to continue lying. And that is their dilemma. You know, on the issue of world government, it was once argued by Carol Quigley, well, why don't you people just be out in front about this? And this was Bill Clinton's mentor, by the way. If you've not read the book Tragedy and Hope, it's a very dry read. If you've got patience, it's a good book to read. But that was Bill Clinton's mentor. But Carol Quigley, his argument was simply this. It's a great plan. Why can't you guys find a way to sell this? Well, evidently they found a way over in Europe to sell it. Georgie Porgy has found a way to not sell it because he's still in denial. It's just a conspiracy theory. Just a conspiracy theory. I feel so stupid. I don't know if I'm even going to be on the air tomorrow because I feel so stupid and so deceived. I've been yapping my trap for all this time about the North American Union, and it's all been a theory, and I've bought into it. I feel so Rush Limbaugh-ish right now. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you. got time here for one phone call, and it's from Canada. Hello, Canada. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. You know, I just want to make a couple of clarifications for you. I was one of the persons, I suppose you got that clip from a number of sources, but I sent it to you as well.
Okay.
The that was from the provincial legislature in the province of Manitoba, Canada, okay? Now, we've got the British parliamentary system up here, as you're aware, and so the head of government in Ottawa, which is our capital, is the governor general, whereas in the provinces we've got the lieutenant general, or pardon me, the lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. and that is who was making that speech. So by definition, then, the lieutenant governor of the Manitoba legislature is a conspiracy theorist, okay?
Yeah.
And he was giving what is called the throne speech. That is, he's the official representative of the Queen, he is basically making a speech on behalf of the government opening the new session of the legislature.
Okay.
Okay, if that clears it up for you.
Well, so, I just feel so stupid that I've just bought and part and parcel of this. By the way, is it true that, I feel almost stupid even asking you this question, because according to this article, that the people are against this in Canada are all on the left.
No.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Not at all. By the way, one thing I've been meaning to call you about for quite a while, because this comes up usually every Tuesday when you've got Bob Chapman on, and that's regarding the loonie. Our currency is called the Canadian dollar.
Okay.
Loonie is just a nickname because we got rid of our $1 banknotes back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, you had to because of inflation. It wasn't worth anything anyhow.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah.
But at that time, when they came out with this coin, and they were in the process of minting it and just about to release it, the templates for that got stolen, and they had to quickly come out with something else. And what they came out with was the pictures of a bird called a loon, which is of the duck family.
Right.
And that is on one side of our coin with Queen Elizabeth on the other side.
Well,
that is why we term it the loony. And since then, we have another coin. The $2 coin is called, we just loosely call it the toonie.
The toonie.
The toonie.
Okay.
So they're just nicknames. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's the Canadian dollar.
Well, we had the Sacagawea down here in the United States. People looked at this and they tried to circulate it. But retailers kept looking at the coin and insisting that was play money. There can't be something called a Sacagawea coin. So that was quickly withdrawn from circulation. But I'm glad to see in Canada they're big on their coins. So you got the Queen bitch. I mean the Queen. What did you say her name was?
Yeah. You heard me correctly.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you calling, straightening out on that. And how big is the opposition in Canada to this North American Union deal?
It's getting bigger all the time. I mean, the biggest opposition to it has been coming from the Canadian Action Party. Now, they don't actually have anybody elected in Parliament, but that's somebody you should actually get on your show is a lady by the name of Connie Fogle, who's the leader of that party, which is a federally registered party, and they are a Canadian Patriot Party.
And how do you spell her last name?
F-O-G-A-L,
okay.
And you can go to CanadianActionParty.ca. And you can get her contact info.
Action Party CA. All right.
Yep.
We'll get her on.
All right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call.
You're very welcome, John.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is. We track the social goings-on and the economic goings-on. And, well, I'm sure that's going to be titled a conspiracy theory as well. Don't you know that our dollar is strong? Inflation is under control, and, well, they're working on ways to keep people in their homes with adjustable rate mortgages. And if you believe that, I got a couple of loonies I'd like you to have. Thanks to Canada for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.